Good music. Why did the music and that Sahai album take so long? What's the real answer?
What's your top five good music album list?
It's just like, as a good music guy, you know.
How's your current relationship with Ye? Is there one?
Okay. I love rappers that rap.
The spirit of Coltrane, Ghost came and gave me some old game. Before you go down this lane, make sure your soul trained. Who knew clothing would be the reason that the bros change? Airing out our dirty laundry for your own gain. Just cause they offered you bread don't mean it's whole grain. But what's already understood, you know the old saying. New gold chain, covered my collarbone with ice cubes, independent. Kevin Hart to ride along. Like the first floor plan, I'm known to take a model home. I didn't have no ID, but I was known for Rockefeller. Good music, boy, you know what side I'm on. It's a bunch of politics, but I'm with my niggas right or wrong. Keep thinking they just had me round to write a song. I ride a tone, that Glock will spit like a xylophone. Buddy, what's in your styrofoam? I'm still shook from my last incident, so watch you trying to go viral on. What if I told you I was supposed to be on Watch the Throne? Detroit too, but they took me off at Jones. As many times I've been off Finkel and Dexter around some niggas who think of you lesser, cause you wasn't a killer. Shit, I said the same thing to detectives. They still sent the SWAT team to arrest us. That's how the precinct finessed us. Ain't no telling where your demons are catching. Still sleeping with that thing on the dresser. Just thought I need to address you. Sean, you my dog, so don't think that it's pressure. I was just trying to keep us together.
Cause I didn't think you and Big Sean got along. But what about Travis?
And my nigga Travis somehow developed a habit of letting niggas diss us and try to tell us it's rapping. If I got a verse from Drake, shit, I would be hella happy. But I can't let him diss the bro, so it probably will never happen. He dropped out the school of Donda and went and left for Degrassi. I like what he did in fashion, but shit just look hella tacky. When I helped him with his album, it went like 11 platinum. But I still ain't got my swappy. He mad that I'm even asking.
Okay, so what about the man on the moon?
I'm the ghost, even the children can see it. The kids love me, X Cuddy. What if a dope fiend was one of his kids' buddies? And they mama got hooked on it, it could've got real ugly. They said that Ye almost fucked around and killed Buddy. And that's why their relationship is still muddy. And I'm caught between it all, man, niggas should feel for me.
Wow, I did not know that.
Yeah.
Well, I know you and Pusha T have a good relationship, right?
Oh yeah, and Pusha G, the realest, I would agree. He never took a fee, he gave me them verses and hooks for free. My bookings even went up and that was a good look for me. We stayed tight through all the good music beef. Cause we both learned about loyalty in the streets. And I could tell he still got a disorder from whooping quarters. Cause on tour he had a problem with bending up all his hangers. Cause if you didn't have a fork, that's how you would cook a key. See, I went to Tuskegee for cushion weed. We put our little peanuts together from pushing peas. That's why I'm a martyr at my alma mater. And if Push was like George Washington Carver, then Ye was like Booker T. It's some things that our culture just shouldn't see. Two legends going at it, imagine they took a seat at the table and was able to talk if they could in peace. Cause I compare Push to when Kaepernick took a knee for the team.
I know around this time, Kanye and Virgil's relationship was rocky, right?
They would use your own people to hurt you. That's what was hurtful. Them white folks would tell you it's business and know it's personal. They make you sell your soul, but that money won't reimburse you. Had you spinning your wheels like a gerbil to go commercial. Cause my brother showed him love, it didn't always have to be verbal. Back when Nike was taking all of the players out of circle, Ye was asking for the mic check just for rehearsal. Then he wanted another mic check from Universal. And I ain't seen that red hat change none of y'all life yet. So all that cap about his cap really wasn't that controversial.
Okay, I understand that. But you know, sometimes Kanye could be a little difficult.
I get it, but I understand him in a different way. Y'all just know the beautiful, dark, twisty Ye. He's just an honest person, but it gets conveyed as somebody with a broken heart against the 808. I ain't gonna lie, sometimes it gets in the business way. He just ain't afraid to say what you didn't say. For example, he'll tell you he don't like your couch, then turn around and help you decorate your whole living space. Man, I done really witnessed Ye take the bullet for some of these niggas off the ricochet. None of these college rappers out here would even get the play that they get today if it wasn't for the nigga Ye. And I remember that interview he did with Sway. Sometimes you gotta listen to what your spirit say. Just imagine having 11 billion and giving that shit away.
Okay, but you know what he said about Jay-Z.
Yeah. And I am not a fan of what he did to Jay. But it's hard watching them videos back in the day when people used to treat him like he wasn't shit in his face. I can relate in so many different ways, cause I done been in too many circles. I figured eight, but when you skate, they pray over you like a Thanksgiving plate. Cause I was hot as Tabasco out here ducking the task force. Sadel Castro, let me ask though, cause there's cheeks on your face, are you talking out of your asshole? What you think I rap for, to push a fucking rap for? Trap dough in the GLC, I've been a dime before we ever got to meet LV. Really though, before the internet, a Gmail me 20 bags of the Cactus Jack, resell these. Two chokers on my neck, I'm on the spree, well spree. Before y'all took me off them tracks, niggas wanted to derail me. So I rode the subway like a BLT. Chilly how I handled the Mac-10 with TLC. Could be called a scrub at the red light, he didn't think we'll creep. But I never spoke a word about it like Malik LP. Sheesh. Spare me the details, please, cause it's real consequences if we tell these. And Bump J told me, one thing we got in common, we just ordinary people getting out our dreams on the screen.
Well, us fans just wanna see y'all back together, man. Sure. So if y'all can do a crew summer or a crew winter, we don't care what it is at this point. We just like to see y'all together. And I appreciate the interview,
no problem.
We are waiting on your new album. What is it? Story of Mr. EGOT.
Yeah,
we waiting on that. So let us know something when that's dropping.
Real soon.
Okay, well, thank you for coming.